Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. We really appreciate you joining us. This podcast really shows us how we can all learn, live, and thrive off of each other. By sharing our knowledge through our conversations, we will impart some knowledge whilst learning ourselves how to progress even further. Here is your host.
Hey guys, how are we doing and how's the day going? Thank you once again for joining me today on the Diary of a Conversationist. My name is Osiris Gweyamaiba. I'm super glad, excited, delighted to have you here with me today. If you're a first time listener, thank you for tuning in and I hope you stay with me to the end of the episode. And subsequent time, I would like to have you here on the podcast as well. If you're a returning listener, man, thank you so, so much. You know, thank you for just allowing me in your mental space once a week. Thank you for deliberately choosing to spend this time with me. I am grateful. Thank you. All right, so on this week's episode, which is more like the concluding episode for the series that we've started, the series of self-love, we've talked about a couple of things over the last few weeks and over the last episodes. So this week's episode is honoring yourself with regards to self-love. So let's just delve in. So when you hear the word honor, for most persons, right, the first thing that comes to mind is, you know, a kind of respect that you accord to someone, right? If you're a Christian, you'd have heard this a lot, part of the Ten Commandments: honor your father and your mother so that your days may be long, right? And if you're African, especially Nigerian, I really, yeah, it's a thing for parents. They try their possible best to instill this, like, inculcate this discipline into their children. Like, you must honor others, even in schools. You must honor others. So when you see your teachers in school, you have to greet them. When you see elderly people as you walk along the streets, you have to just, you know, accord them that respect, just, you know, salute them and all of that, right? And so, which is a very good thing, right? It's very, very good. And over the years, I feel like people have had that disposition where they think of honor and respect as something that they just accord to others, be it elderly, be it parents, be it friends. But on few cases, the people think of honor in terms of themselves, right? And so today, in talking about honor with regards to self-love, for me, I feel it's something that is very integral, something that is very important, that, you know, you treat yourself with respect, the same respect you would want, you know, others to accord you, accord that same respect to yourself. You know, there's this thing that people say that respect is, you know, it's earned, it's not just accorded to you. You'd have earned it by how, you know, how you carry yourself, how you treat yourself. The truth is, you teach people how to treat you because they watch how you treat yourself. I'll say that again. You teach people how to treat you because they observe you and see how you treat yourself. And so they match you at that tempo. They match with you at that pace because they've seen you, how you treat yourself. So if you don't treat yourself with honor, you know, the very regular, average, normal person will not, trust me. But the truth is, the beautiful thing about honor is, an honorable person honors another person because that person is an honorable person. Like, I hope you get this. An honorable person honors themselves and others because they're an honorable person. They don't honor themselves and others because the person has deserved it. So if you're an honorable person, like they say, charity begins at home, right? You have to, not like have to, but it's expedient that you treat yourself with honor because you are teaching people, you're showing people how to treat you by how you treat yourself. by how you treat yourself. Yeah. Self-honoring, it's a practice that it's very important with regards to self-love. It's very, very important. Like, grant yourself permission to honor yourself. Honoring yourself does not mean feeding your ego or inflating your importance. It's far from it. It means seeing the truth of who you are and leading from that strength. It means that if you are in a jam, you do not compromise on your value, but you stand firm in integrity. It means that if you are accountable, you take responsibility. How can you become a heart-based leader who honors him or herself? First point starters, get acquainted with yourself. Walk to know yourself all through the way. Walk to know yourself. You know, all through the way. Ask yourself, what do I need to learn about myself today? What do I need to do? Like, what do I need to learn? What do I need to do? Or do you need to, like, take out time, you know, be more, put yourself in that space where you are willing to learn about yourself. And so that's why it's really important to, like, document. So in terms of document, I mean journaling, I mean writing down stuff that, you know, there are things, there are experiences that you have as a person in, like, daily or weekly or monthly that in a way triggers some parts of you never knew existed. And so if you don't capture that moment down in writing, you tell yourself you remember, you know that, right? There's a tendency that you forget. So that's why capturing it down, that's why journaling is important, that's why writing it down is important, because you have so many things you're putting up in your head. So writing it down, you have somewhere, something to look to and something to remind you, right? You have something. Then another way is, like, be transparent to yourself, be direct, be transparent with yourself. We all have subjected to some degree of illusion, but it's important to look past that to the truth. It's important to look past that to the truth. Like, sometimes I think that people have a certain perception of who they think they should be, not necessarily who they are. And that's, like, a form of illusion, actually. You know, so be brutal. Like, my brother would tell me, like, be brutally honest about this thing right now. Like, don't try to shade it. Don't try to sugarcoat it. Just state it. Because it's in that transparency you are seeing the things that, you know, needs to be improved on, the things that needs to be discarded, you know, the beliefs, the limitations, the mindset that has, you know, that no longer serves you, that you need to put aside. Do you get? Yeah. Respect your boundaries. Respect your boundaries. Sometimes people tend to focus on giving but fail to replenish themselves, and so they burn out. It's really important to take care of yourself. I remember there was an episode I talked about. There's an episode I was talking about how I no longer take alcohol, and at some point, right, when I go out with friends, and they're all serving, maybe they serve beer or they serve alcoholic drink, and I'm like, no, I'm not taking. And and I couldn't really tell them why I wasn't taking, because at that point in time, I didn't want to be judged or anything. I said, oh, for health reasons. And they're like, oh, you have a medical condition. And I'm like, no, I don't have a medical condition, but really, I can't really tell you, but it's just for health reasons. And they're like, man, you're young, why are you, like? But it got to a point where I now had enough, like, enough confidence to say, no, I'm not taking this, because I don't want this, I don't want alcohol in my system. I'm just, you know, my body's a temple. The scripture says that, you know, our bodies is a temple of God, and the Holy Spirit dwells in our bodies. And for me, it was more of, you know, honoring God with it. And so I really don't want to take it. And so in honoring yourself, with regards to, you know, your boundaries. It's like you, according, like your physical body, thinking of it as a temple, thinking of it as a form of worship to God. In that space and in that sense, right, it makes you be more cautious as to what you allow yourself put into it and put on it. Like in terms of food, in terms of drink, in terms of, you know, how you use your body, right? So in honoring yourself, it's part of taking great care of yourself. It's about like taking great care of yourself. It's an essential part of honoring yourself. Like you're cautious of as to what you eat, what you ingest into your system. You are conscious of that. You know, be honest, be open to all what you're feeling, especially when it's uncomfortable. Show your humanity by refusing to hide your fears and vulnerability. Whew, that's a huge part. Trust me, choosing to just allow yourself be vulnerable. You know, Brennan Brown talks a lot about vulnerability, which it's also part of our humanity. Reinvent yourself. Part of honoring yourself is you taking out the time to reinvent yourself. Be kind to yourself. Work on releasing regret, anger, fear, anxiety. Invest your time into things that will make you feel good. Invest your time into things that will make you a better person. Invest your time into things that you value. Just in case you're trying to find out the things that you value, observe yourself, right? And take note of the things that you spend your time and your money on. Take note of the things that you spend your time and your money on. Scripture says that where a man's heart is, that's where he puts his treasure. So treasure here speaks of your valued resource, which is your time. Take note of the things that you spend your time on and your money on. You'll be able to know what you really value. And in honoring yourself, open your heart. You know, as humans, we're always trying to make sense and bring logic to everything. Be open to hearing the voice of your heart. Ask yourself, what will it take to quiet my mind so I can listen to my heart? How can I surpass self-defeating and find positivity? Yeah, this is also a way to do that, to honor yourself. In honoring yourself, you have to express gratitude. Yo, I cannot overemphasize this. You have to just learn how to be grateful and thankful. You just have to learn how to be grateful and thankful. Because in that space where you are expressing gratitude, your heart is open. Like, you're just, it makes you think of things in a perspective that is, you know, both, that is very needed. Yeah, it just opens your heart to think of things in a way that sets you in a space where you are just filled with thanksgiving. That's why gratitude is important. So, with regards to expressing thanks, write each day all the things you're grateful for in yourself and in your life. Honor the good within and around you with gratitude. So you can start by asking yourself, what am I grateful for today? State your purpose. Understand your own sense of purpose. Craft a mission that reflects the vision that you have for your life. Ask yourself, what do I want for myself? When you honor yourself, you give yourself the same love and respect you give to others. You can freely, you know, have compassion for yourself. You can free yourself from comparison and self-doubt. That's a beautiful thing about honoring yourself. Never be afraid to show what is in your heart. Never be ashamed to show what you're capable of. That's part of honoring yourself. By honoring yourself, you're making the statement that you have more to share, more to give, more to respect, and more to bring value to. And lastly, when you honor yourself, you lead from within. You know, as a heart-based person that is, you know, in tune with themselves, by honoring yourself, you show respect, integrity, and responsibility to your heart. Understand that you are here not only to give, but to receive. Understand that you're here not only to give, but to receive. No, they have to be like, they just have to be like this, you know, this balance of the equation. Yeah, they just have to be like this balance to the whole equation. So, 5 ways to honor yourself. Redefine the word selfish. Redefine the word selfish. You know, spend time refueling and nurturing your individual need. Does not need to make you feel selfish. In order to care for and love those around you with intensity and passion that you want to be remembered for, it is so important to look out after yourself first. You need your needs, your desires are important. Self-care, self-love is not self-indulgent. Is an act of self-preservation. So honoring yourself, you have to like redefine the word selfish. Self-care is not being selfish. Because it's when your like your cup is full that you're like there's something in your cup. By cup I mean there's something in you. Then you now have something to pour out to others. But when you're empty, when you're drained, you know, when you don't take care of yourself, you really don't have so much to give. So that's why it's really important. You know, spend time, another way you honor yourself, spend time with your thoughts and your emotions. Sometimes people, when they feel some certain emotions and certain, you know, certain thoughts, they can't really sit with it. So they try to, as much as possible, try every means possible to, you know, to distract themselves. To distract themselves, like, I can't think about this. But if you would acknowledge that every thought serves, like, trying to pass a message across, sit with it and know why you're feeling why. So what is this trying to say to me? Okay, if now I know this, what can I do about it? Right? Get creative. That's another way you honor yourself. Creativity can help you revive your passion. When we are being creative, we become lost in the moment, and this is also known as the flow. We stop thinking about what should be, what would have, could have, and we'll just be in the moment. Yeah, so basically these are the basic tips I have to share with you today with regards to honoring yourself. You know, importantly, remember I told you, your body is a temple, take care of it. Your mind is important, take care of it. Your heart is important, take care of it. Be grateful, be thankful, take care of your body, take care of your thoughts. Yeah. Do that, and I'm pretty sure you would have an amazing, amazing life. Yeah, so with this, we've come to the end of the self-love series, and it's been an amazing time. Thank you for everyone that has followed through from the beginning of the series to today, the end of the series. Thank you so much. Thank you so, so much. If you have any questions, kindly follow me on Instagram at The Smart Conversationist and send me a DM, and I'll definitely respond to it. Until then, keep being hopeful, joyful, and stay safe. Bye for now.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you. Thank you.